This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin's hotly contested race for U.S. Senate between Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Eric Hovde, who President-elect Donald Trump backed, appeared to be close enough for a recount to be requested. Baldwin, a two-term incumbent, declared victory early Wednesday over Hovde, a multimillionaire businessman who poured millions of his own money into the race. The Associated Press says it's too close to call. Hovde did not concede Wednesday, nor did he say if he would seek a recount. Baldwin had a lead of 0.9% based on the unofficial results, just within the 1% margin that would allow for Hovde to request a recount if he pays for it. Taking a look at the results from Wisconsin's congressional House races this week. In the 2nd Congressional District, incumbent Democrat Mark Pocan held his seat over Republican challenger Eric Olson. In the 5th, Republican incumbent Scott Fitzgerald was reelected. So was the Republican incumbent in the 6th Congressional District, Glenn Grothman. In the open 8th race, Republican Tony Weed defeated Democrat Kristen Lierley. Democrat Gwen Moore, the incumbent, won her race in the 4th Congressional District, and in the 1st Congressional race, Republican incumbent Brian Steele topped Democrat opponent Peter Barca. In the highly contested 3rd Congressional District, Derek Van Orden has come out as the winner. Wisconsin Assembly Representative Lori Palmieri of Oshkosh will return to Madison. Oshkosh was one of the last municipalities to have all the ballots counted, so counts lasted well into Wednesday. When all was said and done, Assembly District 54 incumbent Democrat Palmieri defeated challenger Tim Patterson by 413 votes. Area races that are still too close to call are for Assembly District 53, where GOP Dean Coffert appears to be winning by less than 400 votes, and Assembly District 88, where GOP Benjamin Franklin has 221 votes more than Christy Welch. 40-year-old Jesse Vang has been ordered to stand trial on new charges related to the disappearance and death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu. Vang had a preliminary hearing in Manitowoc County Court Wednesday on 4 counts, including physical abuse of a child causing death and hiding a corpse. Vang's arraignment is set for November 18th. Vu's mother, Katrina Bauer, is also charged in the case with child neglect leading to death. She pleaded not guilty in November. The city of Green Bay could spend over $100,000 to disassemble and move the statues and monuments at Packers Heritage Trail Plaza. The city wants to build a 268-unit luxury apartment building at the site of the monument, which is at the corner of Washington and Cherry Streets. Today at 1:30, the city's redevelopment authority will vote to approve the $109,701 contract with Myron Construction to take down and deliver the statues to Packers Heritage Trail. The new location for the plaza has not been announced yet. Most everyone agrees sauerkraut is a popular topping for brats. One of the world's leading producers of sauerkraut is moving its headquarters to Wisconsin. Fermented Food Holdings Incorporated is investing $13 million to expand local production in Bear Creek in northern Outagamie County and relocate their corporate headquarters to Madison. This will create 60 new full-time jobs, 41 of them being in the small community of Bear Creek. It will also bring production closer to local farms. Wisconsin is the 4th largest producer of cabbage in the United States. This move will help the company direct source organic, fresh ingredients from our Wisconsin farmers. Residents in Alloway are invited to meet the finalists for the village administrator position on Friday afternoon from 5:30 till 7:30 at the Alloway Village Hall. The 4 finalists are Scott Felt of Green Bay, Marty Kosobucky of De Pere, James March of Grand Chute, and Jason Peters of Summers. The village will make its final selection at the conclusion of the interview process Saturday, November 9th. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
It's the Bucks and the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the Utah Jazz face off tonight in Milwaukee. Both teams struggling with 1-6 records. Is there pressure to finally snap this 6-game losing streak? Doc Rivers.
No, this is a positive group. Like, we believe we're a really good basketball team that has played poorly. You know, last two games, you can say we played well and lost the games.
The Boys and Girls State High School Volleyball Tournament is underway in Green Bay. The boys' final for the state title is tomorrow night at 7:30, Saturday night for the girls. NFL linebacker Preston Smith on why the Packers traded him to the Steelers.
To be honest, a few weeks ago, I requested a trade. I didn't feel like I was being useful in the system, and it wasn't catering to my play style. And moving forward, like, I wasn't surprised when I got the call. It's like, you know, I got what I asked for, and I'm at a great place with some great teammates, and, you know, I'm excited for the new start, and I'm excited for the rest of this journey for this season.
That's Steelers linebacker Preston Smith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for some post-election escapism, check out Apple TV's Slow Horses. The show follows a bunch of ragtag disgraced MI5 operatives led by Gary Oldman. Oldman is a disgusting, disheveled, gaseous curmudgeon, but a very nuanced character. I'm late to the party myself, having just gotten halfway through season one, but it is very entertaining, and I love when I find a show where I have multiple seasons ahead of me for some serious TV binge watching. Over the last few years, people have been talking about films as content. That's a filthy word. It's not content, it's bleeping work. Those are the words of Paul Mescal, the star of Gladiator 2. Mescal says he does not like when the artistry of good cinema and movie making, which takes time and effort and lots of patience, is compared to an Instagram post. I don't totally disagree, but you can judge for yourself as Gladiator 2 opens November 15th. Unlike with social media content, you will need an attention span. According to Yahoo News, Michael Jackson got into a fight with Tupac Shakur when he came to the defense of Khadijah Jones, daughter of recently deceased music icon Quincy Jones. Sources say Jackson was present when Tupac, who was dating Khadijah, called her the B-word. Jackson, who was like an uncle to Khadijah, had words with Tupac, then the two squared off, and supposedly Jackson got the better of him. It's unclear whether or not it was a dance-off. During an interview on Conan O'Brien's podcast, beloved actor Tom Hanks dropped one of George Carlin's 7 words you can't say on TV. Hanks used the 5th word in the 7-word sequence, well worth a Google, when referring to a critic who panned his new film, Here. Hanks added that the same critic panned his directorial debut years ago, That Thing You Do, and just a few months ago called it a cult classic. Hanks did have a lighthearted tone when he dropped the CS bomb to Conan and said, that's what we signed up for. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the low 50s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, low, dropping into the upper 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, 57 on Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.